When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Watching all the girls go by. Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Than standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. I'm the cat that got the green. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary day. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. Brother, if you've got a rich imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation.
Matter of fact,
neither do I.
Than standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls. Go.
Well, I can think of a nicer occupation. It's being the radio host for a great show like Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for that very entity, Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, broadcasting out of Southampton. And the clever listeners among you, and you're all clever, have realized by now that today's show is going to celebrate that veritable abbondanza, that musical feast of Frank Lesser's The Most Happy Fella, which premiered in 1956, but is being revived by the estimable Encores series at City Center from April 2nd to April 6th. Many of you know Frank Lesser from Guys and Dolls or How to Succeed in Business, but in the middle of the 50s, he spent many years trying to turn a play called They Knew What They Wanted into not really an opera, but he said a musical with an awful lot of music. It is one of the great achievements in the American musical theater, no doubt about it. And in fact, it has so many songs in it, it was originally released on three LPs in a box set, which was unprecedented at the time. That shows the faith that Columbia Records had in this amazing score. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time yakking away, because the score is huge and it's wonderful and you're going to want to hear all of it. So let's go back to 1956 and the original production, and we'll hear Susan Johnson as a waitress named Cleo, who is finishing her shift at a diner in the 1920s, and boy, are her feet tired.
Ooh, my feet, my poor, poor feet. Better your life, a waitress earns her pay. I've been on my feet, my poor, poor feet, all day long today. Ooh, my toes, my poor, poor toes. How can I give the service with a smile when I'm on my toes, my poor, poor toes, mile after mile after mile after mile after mile. Broken. This little piggy's on the bum. This little piggy's in the middle. Consequently, absolutely numb. This little piggy feels the weight of the plate, though the freight's just an order of Melba toast. And this little piggy is the littlest little piggy, but the big son of a hurts the most. Ooh, my feet, my poor, poor feet. Betcha your life a waitress earns her pay. I've been on my feet, my poor, poor feet, all day long today. Doing my blue plate special ballet. Well,
betchin' your life, Susan Johnson earned her pay. She was one of the great supporting character musical actresses of the 1950s. Well, as our plot of Most Happy Fella moves on, a wonderful waitress played originally by Joe Sullivan, a great, great performer and a great supporter of this show, I'm proud to say, as a waitress discovers that someone has left a beautiful amethyst stick pin with a note suggesting that this man has seen her and fallen in love with her, and would she correspond with him. So we're going to hear two versions of her opening song. One was a draft written by Lesser called Wanting to Be Wanted, and we'll hear Joe Sullivan, Lesser, sing it. And then we'll segue into Doris Day singing the song that eventually became her opening number. So, from The Most Happy Fella, Wanting to Be Wanted.
So many people go through life that way.
somebody somewhere wants me and needs me. That's very wonderful to know. Somebody lonely wants me to care, wants me of all people to notice him there. Well, I want to be wanted, need to be needed. And I'll admit I'm all aglow, 'cause somebody somewhere wants me and needs me. Wants lonely me to smile and say hello. Somebody somewhere wants me and needs me, and that's very wonderful to know.
Doris Day singing a song originally sung by Rosabella in The Most Happy Fella. Well, our titular Most Happy Fella is a wonderfully jocund, lovely, jolly fellow named Tony, who runs a vineyard in the Napa Valley. And he's an older man and a slightly larger man, so he has corresponded somewhat under false pretexts with Rosabella, but he gets a letter from her in his vineyard in Napa Valley, and here we'll hear Johnny Desmond do a commercial cover of the title song, The Most Happy Fella.
Hey, Tony, what do you got?
I got it a letter. I got it a letter.
Hey, Johnny, why you smile?
Oh, perché?
Si.
Yes, today.
Si.
I'm the most happy fella in the whole Napa Valley. In the whole Napa Valley, the most happy man.
Oh, that's me.
Look at my Rosabella.
He's the most happy fella.
Look at my Rosabella.
Look at his Rosabella.
She's a sending me her photograph, and she was asking me for mine.
Fine, that's a fine, that's a fine.
I'm the most happy fella in the whole Napa Valley. In the whole Napa Valley, the most happy man.
I tell you.
Hey, where did you look?
Oh, I tell you.
Isn't she nice?
Oh, my shoes.
Hey, can she cook?
I don't know.
Now, in the winter time, from Frisco, she was right to me. I want to post a card. Then I was right.
Uh-huh.
Then she was right.
Uh-huh.
Then I was right. Then she was right. Then me. Then she. Then me. Then she. And now she's a spring. The spring a time a fast. She's a make the green come on the vine. She's a send me
her photograph, and she was asking me for mine. I'm the most happy fella.
He's the most happy fella.
In the whole Napa Valley.
In the whole Napa Valley.
In the whole Napa Valley. The most happy man.
Happy man. Oh, that's to you.
That's to me.
That's to you.
I'm the most happy fella. In the whole Napa Valley. In the whole Napa Valley. The most happy man.
Hey, Joanne, are you happy?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, Angeline, are you happy?
Not me.
Hey, good friend Mario, are you happy?
No.
Oh.
Hey, Tony, you are happy?
Oh, I'm so happy, I think I'm gonna cry.
La 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 la.
That was Johnny Desmond, who later appeared in a couple of Broadway musicals, Say Darling, Funny Girl, covering the title song of The Most Happy Fella. Well, any opportunity to play anything from this score would be a welcome one. It is one of the most monumental, charming, wonderful, moving, clever scores, of course, by Frank Lesser, who wrote Book, Music, and Lyrics. And we are celebrating The Most Happy Fella because City Center is training its acumen and its eye and its full orchestra to a concert presentation of this show April 2nd through 6th in the city at New York City Center. It's going to have Shuler Hensley, who'll be fabulous, and the amazing Laura Benanti as Rosabella. So please go and check that out. You can go to nyccitycenter.org. Now let's return to the show. Tony, as I said, owns this, is a much beloved owner of a vineyard in Napa Valley, a lot like out here on the North and South Fork, right? We have so many vineyards. And he has a very rugged farmhand manager by the name of Joey. And Joey has a case of wanderlust, as they used to call it, and often call it musicals. And here is Judy Garland, of all people, but I'll tell you why of all people, to sing that particular song of Joey's from the first half of The Most Happy Fella. Here's Judy Garland. I got that wrong. Here's Judy Garland singing Joey, Joey, Joey.
Starts to feeling too soft and cozy. When the grub they've been cooking me starts to tasting too good. When I've seen all I want of the ladies in the neighborhood. Feeling too soft and cozy. When the food they've been cooking me starts to tasting too good. When I've seen all I want are the ladies in the neighborhood. She sings Joey, 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 Joey. you've been too long in one town. And it's time to go, time to go, time to go, time to go. Oh, Joey, Joey, Joey.
That was Judy Garland crushing it, as the youngsters say today, for a song called Joey from The Most Happy Fella. Her son, Joey Luft, was born in 1955, and she adopted that song as sort of his little anthem, which she used to sing to him. Well, speaking of crushing it, we are going to a vineyard in the Napa Valley, and our plot for Most Happy Fella turns a corner when Tony, the older vineyard owner, realizes that he's been corresponding with this waitress in San Francisco under somewhat ill-informed pretext, mistaken pretext. So he sends a picture of his handsome, rugged farmhand, Joey, along as a picture to Rosabella. And here from the original cast is the amazing Robert Weed, who was a professional opera baritone who came and sang that score. So here he is talking to his mother about what choice he had to make.
Mama, Mama, I know it's wrong what I'ma do, but I gotta do, 'cause I ain't young no more, and I ain't good looking, and I ain't smart. And sometime soon I want Rosabella come down here to Napa and get to marry. I gotta send the Joe's a pitch. She think maybe I'm a young man with a handsome kind of face. That's why I'm gotta do what I'm do. She think maybe I'm a young man with a handsome kind of face. And me, I don't wanna show her what's true. Oh, my beauty. Like a flower, Rosabella, look, my heart is in your power. Rosabella, young like a baby, Rosabella, say someday you'll scared to look in your eye and shake your hand, hello. I'm scared you slap my face and you go. Oh, my beautiful Rosabella, sweet like a
Panza. ventagli,
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 regali,
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 abbondanza, 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 quante eleganza. Abbondanza, 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 quante eleganza.
La luce,
la luce.
That robust celebration of the bel canto tradition comes from the pen and keyboard of Frank Lesser. Did you know he was capable of that? Well, he's capable of almost anything. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we are celebrating that magnificent score he wrote, book lyrics and music, to The Most Happy Fella, which is reappearing at New York City Center's Encores venue from April 2nd to April 6th. Do check it out. Well, the plot takes a big turn when Rosabella shows up and realizes that Tony has lied to her. And he gets in an accident. She feels she can't leave the vineyard. And she falls into the arms, literally and figuratively, of that handsome ranch hand, Joey. And as they say, complications ensue. This is a salute to Joe Sullivan, recorded by Carmen McRae. So three songs originated by Joe Sullivan in the score, sort of put together by the amazing Carmen McRae. And I doff my sombrero. What do I doff there? My little ranch hat to Joe Sullivan. So here is Carmen McRae singing a medley from The Most Happy Fella.
Don't cry, don't cry. Come on back in the house and don't cry. Come on back in the house and get out from under that old cold sky. Don't weep, don't you weep. Come on back in the house, little sheep. Come on back in the house for a smile of welcome and go to sleep. Guess I know how you feel. It's that wild runaway feeling in your heart when you've had the wrong dream and you wake with a start. Well, don't cry, don't you cry. Come on back in the house and don't cry. Cause I
like everybody that I've ever met. I never met anybody that got me upset. No chip on my shoulder, no hate in my heart or green in my eye. And as I get older, I find that more and more I like everybody. That's my kind of fun. And though I strike everybody as chump number one, no robber can rob this good-natured slob of her private sky of blue. I like everybody, and extra specially, I'm warm all over. Warm all over. Every time you smile, you get me warm all over. Sometimes I feel kind of out in the cold, but then I touch your hand. Clouds that used to swarm all over. Please always let me keep feeling the way I do. So with a tender love for you.
Carmen McRae celebrating the score to Most Happy Fella. Well, as I said before, Rosabella and the ranch hand Joey fall into an evening's indiscretion, which has tremendous repercussions in the musical. But as time goes on, they find that they drift apart. So here from the revival in, I think, 1992, was which was done with two pianos, is the wonderful Sophie Hayden to sing Fresno Beauties, and then we'll segue into a more upbeat song called Happy to Make Your Acquaintance.
And gone. forgotten,
gone forgotten,
far away
and dead.
And now every day
the best we can do is nod good morning.
The money from the Fresno beauties, the Fresno beauties, the Fresno beauties.
Chick is standing up. Hey, that's Carmen McRae. I'll have to go over there and pick up on what she's putting out. Hey, Carmen.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
You sure look cool standing on the corner. Sure look fine as wine. Come on, we'll go over to Birdland. We'll pick up on some cool jazz.
Cool?
Yeah.
Fine as wine?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam.
What's wrong?
When you meet somebody for the first time, there are special things you're supposed to say, which you may not mean, but they sound polite as can be. Would you like to learn them?
Yeah, I've got them all ears.
Well, then repeat after me. Happy to make your acquaintance.
Oh, that's the squarest thing I've heard in 6 months.
Thank you so much. I feel fine.
You mean you're feeling groovy, Carmen?
Happy to make your acquaintance.
Acquaintance?
And let me say the pleasure is mine.
You mean you dig making the scene?
How do you do? To know you.
Oh, that sounds too square, baby.
And though my English is poor,
you sound like one of them rock and roll cats.
Happy to make your acquaintance. Now won't you please say likewise?
You mean like I'm hip?
No, likewise.
Oh, you mean like I dig what you're saying?
No, likewise.
Oh, likewise.
I'm sure.
Well, if that's the kind of square cat you want to keep company with you, I'll come on that way if you insist. Happy to make your acquaintance.
Oh, that's beautiful, Sam. Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I feel fine.
That's the way to pronounce it. Exactly the way.
Happy to make your acquaintance. And let me say the pleasure is mine.
Such eloquence. Beautiful.
How do you do? Please to know you. Am I too much?
Oh, too much.
And though my English is poor.
Not poor by any means. Rich, rich.
Happy to make your acquaintance. Now won't you please say likewise?
Oh, you're roaring, Sam.
Oh, no, likewise.
Oh, that's a gas, Sam.
It's rubbed off, likewise. I'm sure.
Sammy Davis Jr., of course, and Carmen McRae returning to the score of Most Happy Fella. One of the great things about the score is Lesser was able to indulge his more operatic ambitions, but some of the great romantic songs with Brio, but he didn't lose his Tin Pan Alley touch. So for the comic second leads, as you always had to have in a 1950s musical, he wrote the following number, Big D, but we're not going to hear the original cast. We're going to hear two wonderful ladies. Can you guess who they are? Have a listen to Big D.
Howdy.
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 Good evening.
buckaroo too.
Yep.
Would you say that again?
Yep.
And again?
Yep.
And again?
Yep.
Well, hush my puppies and fritter my corn. I'm a pee-picking, side-kicking, boot-licking son of an old coyote. If you went for it in Big D,
how'd you get?
Should have known you was Neiman Marcus by the cut of the pipe and Nancy Jane's Big D.
How'd you guess?
By the way you draw and the way you dress, you're from Big D.
Oh, my, oh, yes. We're Big D,
Lil-A-Double-A-S.
Howdy, howdy.
Yippee, I am crying to hoot and holler. I'll bet my bottom dollar you're from Big D.
We are from Big D.
We could guess.
In
Houston,
wouldn't get Houston.
Fort Worth.
Oh, pull yourself together.
Ain't your home sick for Big D?
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, yes. Gotta get back to Big D, little A, double L, A, S.
Love for you.
touch my hand and I'm warm all over. Whoa, 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 I'm all over. Gone are all the clouds that used to swarm. I'm all over. Please always let me keep feeling the way I do.
Fitzgerald from the score to Most Happy Fella. Well, despite all the misunderstandings and aggravations and apprehensions in Most Happy Fella, the wonderful part of the last 20 minutes of the show is the level of forgiveness and kindness and redemption that the show brings. So we'll hear a couple of songs about that. By the way, earlier, Big D, that was Julie Andrews and Carol Burnett, but you knew that, didn't you? That was from their Carnegie Hall special in the 60s. Let us turn to one of the most beautiful things Frank Lesser or anyone ever wrote, which is a wedding song that takes place in a vineyard in the middle of the summer. What could be nicer? From the score to Most Happy Fella and the original cast recording.
It's that kind of night, a beautiful night. You can hear it in the air.
Ah, nature seems to know there are two lovers tonight. Two lovers tonight, hereabouts. All nature seems to know and sing her song, her tender song, that all is well and all is right.
Listen.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear?
What's the color of light?
Do you hear what I hear?
What's the color of
light?
I hear it in the air.
Of love.
It's a kind of lover's music.
Of love.
And music for the happy, happy pair.
Love.
No room
What other plan can I plan? What other dream can I dream? And what for? Whatever for? When my heart is so full of you, so full of you, there is no room. What other wish can I wish? What other plan can I plan? What other dream can I dream? And what for? Whatever for? When my heart is so
that was Chris Connor, whose husky, affectionate voice, affectionate way with a ballad always appeals to me. Chris Connor was always on the cool side, but Most Happy Fella is one of those shows that's full of brimming with passion and tomato sauce and wine and love and misunderstanding, a kind of modern Cyrano story, as it were, set to music by the one and only Frank Lesser, one of the great scores ever. Well, it was wonderful spending time with this show. I've definitely used cuts from it in many, many episodes. Mother's Day, I did a mama song, and a wedding show. I did that wonderful wedding number we heard a few moments ago. But today it was a privilege to bring you as much as I could of the full score to The Most Happy Fella. I'm afraid perhaps I haven't done it justice with only 1 hour. It was, as I said earlier, one of the rare three-disc albums back in the LP days, because the score was so monumental. And you have a chance to enjoy its full monumentality, how about that for a word, at New York City Center in the coming week, April 2nd through 6th. A fantastic cast, Laura Benanti as Rosabella, Shuler Hensley as Tony, 38-piece orchestra, you never get to hear it played that way, a cast of 35, don't miss it. You can go to nyciticenter.org. You do not want to miss this show. It is doesn't come around very often. I think in the day, in 1956 when it opened, it had the slight bad luck of opening after My Fair Lady. But that doesn't take away from the monumental scope and scale and beautiful music of this show. So I want to thank again Joe Sullivan Lesser, who appeared in the original show as Rosabella, who will be joining me on April 1st at Encores in a seminar, for being a great supporter of the show. I hope we can give a little back to you, Joe. Here is the finale with Joe herself and Robert Weed from the original 1956 production, The Most Happy Fella, where we see that everything ends indeed happily. This is Larry Maslon from Broadway to Main Street. I hope you enjoyed this wonderful musical.
And now, tonight, we start all over. I'm a sit in the restaurant and you wait on me. I'm no scared. I'm look at you and I'm say, young lady, what's your name?
Amy?
Amy. That's a nice name. I cannot leave you money on the table. You look too nice. And so I'ma give you my genuine. I'm it is typing.
How can you be so good to me? How can you be so kind? So kind after what I
don't know nothing about you. Where you ever go?
After what I
what you ever done? I don't know nothing about you.
Tony.
I don't gotta know.
Tony.
I don't wanna know
what
Tony. I see is kind the young lady. Oh, I want to get married.
To the house. We're gonna have big party. Before we start, in case you've been a worry, because me and my Rosabella been having a little argument, I want to make a big announcement. My wife, she's a lovely
man.
My wife, she's a lovely
man.
My wife, she's a
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.